Welcome to Dungeon Delve, a podcast from Dungeons & Dragons featuring live play D&D adventures in convenient audio form. I'm Chris Perkins, Dungeon Master to the Stars and Principal Story Designer for D&D. The language and situations in this podcast may not be appropriate for everyone. And by everyone, I mean everyone. We return to Acquisitions Incorporated's seventh session for episodes 24 through 29 of Dungeon Delve, the first parts of which were recorded leading up to the PAX Prime in 2013 before culminating on stage before a crowd. I call this adventure the Ark of the Mad Mage, and it involved the new intern, Viari, played by Patrick Rothfuss, helping the gang stop a threat to the city of Waterdeep and the Forgotten Realms.
Or back to front.
This is always a tough call. I say that's you like reverse NFL. Cowboy grip.
Front to
that's
back.
Where you grab it.
And
like
if
that,
Stroke the Frog does not free. Become an internet meme, I will be pissed.
Yeah. We'll try it both ways. I'll tell you what.
Back and forth.
It's 2013.
Okay.
Like
right.
Okay, no, here's the thing. If let's go down.
We're behind.
If something, yeah, we're behind.
We are in the fucking catbird seat.
If something comes out, we got to rub it the other way, like toot sweet.
Yeah. Right. We're going to rub the shit out of this frog. Yeah.
Okay.
Long story short.
Okay.
Frogs are getting rubbed, and that's just it.
Okay. I become invisible.
I'm so happy I've got more mileage out of this room than I ever imagined.
I wish I could. We rub it.
All right.
It's crazy.
So front to back.
Crazy. Yeah, it's crazy resonant. Like, this is like a...
Yeah, this is iconic. Music.
It's ringing and ringing and ringing.
This is better than velvet toilet paper. You stroke it front to back first, right? Okay. As soon as you do, it does. The sound of it rubbing its back echoes inside its hollow cavity, making basically a loud croaking noise.
Right.
And when that happens, you, from your vantage point, see a spark of light from inside... And then a gem gets ejected out through its mouth.
And
lands right by your boot, and you pick it up.
Yep.
And you see, it is a gem about that big around. It is gigantic.
We found it, gentlemen. What? Easiest money we've ever made.
All right.
A close inspection reveals something really, really odd about
it's
the gem.
It's an egg.
Inside,
it hatches. It eats your face.
Inside its core, right in the heart of the gem, is what appears to be a small symbol. Like almost like an arcane glyph inside the gem.
Do I recognize what type of glyph it is? Like what language?
It does not appear to be a language. It just seems to be an abstract sigil.
Let me take a look at that, man.
And it looks like...
I grab your hand invisibly.
Okay.
And I'm taking a look at it.
All right. Make a arcana or forbidden lore if you prefer.
I've got magic lore.
That's good. That's what I want.
17.
Wow. With a 17, you are able to remember an obscure bit of lore that you learned about extraplanar creatures.
In dark magic school.
Of which Slotty are one type. You heard a story once that Slods aren't only manifestations of chaos, but that each of them has embedded in its head a gemstone, and that anyone who has a Slod's gemstone can control the Slod that it came from.
And now we have it.
But where's the Slod?
And that's the question.
It's like, where's the beef?
but listen, independent of that, like if we're like at, you know, Little Caesars or something, we see a Slod come in, we'll try it. It's like if you have a key through a car, you beep, beep. Like,
so you're saying we just hang on to this remote control
well,
until
we
find the Slod?
You just say, Slod, come here.
No, it's not a speakerphone to its guy.
No, I didn't like that. I'm saying that, like,
basically, if the Slod knows that you have it,
Slod, where's a good place for pizza?
It's like Siri.
Slod, read my text.
Slotty.
Slotty.
Slotty. Slotty, is that rain?
Here. Come back. So, but what I'm saying is that independent of this evil demon frog, like now we have a a ruby the size of an apple.
And that in itself looks very, very precious.
Do you want to do it
more
again?
This is what I'm wondering. I mean, we have to do it at least one more time to see if this is a machine. Listen.
There's no machine that eternally dispenses gems.
I don't know that.
I read that in a book.
We could have found it.
It's a brand new edition of D&D. You never know.
Yeah. All right. So just a couple more quick rubs. And then, but the same direction that we did last time.
I'm going to pocket the slot gem that Binwin gave me.
All right, Jim has the slot gem.
I'm saying that we want to do the sound again, but we don't want to go back and then do it again. We were lifting it up.
Okay.
And then we are doing it the way we did.
All right. When you do it again, the frog.
12 gems. I know how this is going to go.
This thing writes itself. Again, there is a loud croaking noise, only coming forth, belching forth, this time is a cloud of poisonous gas that fills the room. I'd like all of you to make...
It doesn't affect me.
Yeah, it does.
The gas is like, oh no, there's nobody there.
Everybody make constitution saving throws, please.
I have an advantage against poisons.
That's excellent. You roll twice and take the higher result. Yay, Dwarfin.
Thank God I can.
The raven has to make it too.
Are you making it for the raven?
I am.
Don't take my bird from me.
Not now. Not like this.
Not after everything we've been through.
All right. Jim and,
your skin is
Jim
boiled
and
away.
His bird Ooh. Take full damage from the poison, and everybody else takes half.
So two damage?
Hold on.
God.
What?
Damage from the poison is 16 if you took it all.
What the shit?
Or 8 if you take half.
This is the worst room. I'm not rubbing this frog again.
Heads up, I am down to 4 health.
Hey, Jim, your bird falls off your shoulder and lands on the floor.
No!
No! He can play a song that revives living creatures.
That's right.
That's true.
Wait, does the wizard crawl out of the bird?
No.
No, because he would inhale it too.
Come out! Bird coughs up a little.
Does this poisonous gas look like it is dispersing, or is it hang heavy in the air?
No, I'm trapped around an easy bird. I'm a wizard, goddammit.
The gas disperses almost immediately.
Oh, that's great.
See?
All right.
Did you bring all that up?
Are you going to use your healing song on the bird?
You have to.
I look at you with tearful eyes.
Okay, yeah, the puppy dog eyes. He's holding the bird like a child who's just had its dog hit by a car. Yeah, yeah, okay, then I do it.
Is that what got wizards?
All right.
Little wizards.
Yes, you start to sing a song. Like, what are the what are some of the lyrics?
Little green puffs. I got a little beak.
What are some of the lyrics to this fantastic song of raising the dead?
Yeah, V.
Oh, there's a little white duck swimming in the water. Little white duck doing what he oughta. He hopped right up on a lily pad. Oh, the lily pad. I'm sorry, that's too soon.
No, it's way too soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what happens.
Yeah.
My god is furiously angry with me.
Your bird.
I did not give you that spell so you could fix birds.
He was so sad.
Your bird transforms into a sort of warty, gray-skinned, horned demon about a foot and a half tall with sort of craggy claws and really kind of nasty looking. And then he wakes up.
What happened to my bird? What'd you do to my bird?
It doesn't. It might not. No. Caw.
And he's just sort of lying there, little, tiny little demon on the ground.
Okay, now, Jim, does this change anything?
Now
that you know that you're like, I mean, I'm saying, do you want him to like ride piggyback on you all the time? Like,
it sort of rights itself and kind of looks up.
Were you my bird?
Yes.
Why are you less bird-like now?
I don't think he was ever especially bird-like.
He says, that was just a form.
Can you take it again? This sucks.
You got a cool demon, man.
Pet demon?
Isn't that something to sell?
Sort of cracks his little knuckles and then turns back into a raven.
Oh. Can you turn into anything?
Car! No!
But he turns into a spider.
Nope. Back to the raven.
No, bring it back. Back to the raven. Bring it back. That was one too many.
Yeah.
All right, he goes back to the raven.
All right, now, you need to be healed.
Yeah, I am on death's door.
That's what's going to happen right now. I am going to use two of my divinity dice to try to top you off here. So what's your hit? What are your hit points at now?
Four, he turns into
four.
A toad.
Four out of one. This is a nightmare.
Mm.
I would describe that as a nightmare. 11 points, so I'll let the people at home guess how many I rolled.
I get 11 points of health back?
You do, and I suspect that you're going to need more health. Oh my god! Take six more.
Yep, six more points back.
Six more health?
Yeah. All right, so do we want to rub this frog anymore and die, or what's the situation?
I think we're good. It seems pretty random.
Yeah.
I don't think that's random. I think I don't think it's going to be every other either. I think, you know.
Well, listen, we have to understand.
We haven't rubbed it backwards.
So we have this frog thing, and it's literally like a physical embodiment of a chaos demon. Yeah, it's like an evil chaos Pez dispenser. So sometimes you get huge gems. Other times, you get poison gas. And do we want to try one more time?
Well, statistically, the next one should be good.
Let's see.
Could be.
We don't know really the probability here, I'm thinking.
We're going to feel like, listen, when we get home, we're going to feel like real jerks if we didn't rub it that one more time.
Rub it backwards this time.
Yeah.
Can I leave the room?
Yes.
Yes. Maybe that's a good idea.
Take your bird with you?
Yeah, I would not be opposed to that.
Actually, hold on. I asked my bird, or my toad.
Yeah.
He's a frog now.
Right.
What are the chances of something else good coming out of this mouth? 50,
not
50,
good.
Coin flip?
Not good.
Not good. You know, I would be inclined to listen to our native guide here.
Yeah, he's
maybe.
Local.
He's local.
You know
here,
what I mean?
Here to help us. You've befriended him. I've brought him back from the dead.
He's fresh and local. That's true. All right. Well, maybe our stump rubbing days are over. I mean, maybe that's...
Given the flickering nature of what I might have seen on these murals...
Yeah, I guess that's right. We don't...
Filling this room with angry slod with the hope that we might control one of them...
Yeah.
...might not be my best day ever.
Yeah, we don't want to turn the room into a slod bar.
Yeah. I think it'd
it's
be...
For you.
What? A slod bar.
I think it would be way more beneficial to go and investigate the snake room.
Oh, yeah, that'd be the best. Can't get enough of that shit.
I actually, this is a big plus. We got a huge gem.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
We gemmed the shit out of this room.
Yep.
And that's sick wealth. So, let's pull back through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like, if I see a room that has a star on it.
Yeah.
And it says book.
Yeah.
I like that room.
Yeah.
You're going to go right past the snake room?
I think I am. You know,
if I was a crazy mage and I had something really cool and I was making a map.
You know what? Yeah, exactly right.
I would put on the map where the cool thing was.
Snakes.
I would say terrible snakes, bears,
that's
and,
a good
yeah, you're
and
right.
Pit of acid. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, here. It's not hard to get there from here. Let's go the snake route.
I'm fine with snakes.
It's very close. We can check it out immediately afterward. Swing by book.
Okay.
Are we going to ask anything of the statues as we go through?
So far, I don't think we need to.
We might only have that one.
Okay.
You can either cross through the Truth Lies room, or you can circumvent around it through a hallway. But either way, you follow a dusty corridor through a number of bends and twists.
Into the snake zone.
Until you come to a 40-foot-long hall that has a door set into the left wall, and at the far end of the hall, in a niche, is a statue. Well, you're not sure what it is. It looks like a stuffed owlbear.
Stuffed.
Oh, okay, so this is not a statue at all. This is the taxidermy.
It looks like an actual owlbear that's been stuffed.
It's
about 9.5-10 feet tall, so it's pretty bulky and heavy and sort of fills the back end of the hall.
You know, in Waterdeep, you guys are kind of new to the area. You might not know this, but there's a big owlbear industry here. They domesticate the owlbear.
They do?
Yes.
It's core.
Yes.
for it's a part of the town's identity.
For meat and milk, yes.
Owlbear milk.
Yeah.
So rich.
It's
basically cheese.
Healthful and nutritious.
Huh.
Full of marrow bone jelly. Yeah.
Well, this is great. That's great news.
This is just a big dead stuffed owlbear.
That's right. Sort of claws outstretched, bear-like, threateningly, but clearly dead and inanimate.
Jim, take a picture of me with the owlbear.
No, but Jim, like you're being attacked by the owlbear.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Kidding me.
Oh, stop it, owlbear.
Yeah, I think it might just be a picture.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else it could be. I mean, yeah. I give it a thumbs up, and then I just go walk through the door.
Okay. When you walk through the door, you see a... what looks like may have been quarters at some point. There are crumbling old beds and furniture about the room. What's interesting is that the walls are covered with a smooth mural that seems alive. All of the walls look like you're looking out into a tropical forest.
Weird.
And you can actually hear the sounds of the forest, and you can see like swaying vines. And when you look across the room, there's a pair of dark eyes kind of looking back at you, and it appears to be an ape in the mural. And he's just sort of scratching himself inappropriately and then fixates on you.
How big is this room?
It is 50 feet deep and 30 feet wide, and there is another door to the right leading out.
That's great.
Given my access to this map, and given the hallway that we've just come through...
There is missing space.
Does it look like there's missing space here?
Yes.
Okay.
Like a false wall?
Yeah.
All of the walls look like there's depth to them. You can see sort of sunlight through the trees coming down in rays. You can see colorful plants that look to be 40 feet deep into the mural. Buzzing insects you can hear.
This seems to be powerful... illusory magic.
Mm-hmm.
Can you detect anything on this left-hand wall?
Absolutely.
Is it illusory? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good...
Walk in the room, survey things.
I'm going to stop rolling on that because that just gives me jack dice. You know what? I should probably keep rolling on this.
I would focus there. I would focus on that region.
That's a 5.
Okay.
Seems magical, you guys.
10, though, is my base, right?
Whatever made this is huge, powerful magic. I mean...
But is it illusory, right?
Yes.
It is illusory.
It does appear to be illusory. But you also, well, with your 5, you can't really perceive much
else. Well, but a 10 is...
Yeah, well, you're right.
But this was quarters?
Yeah.
You think this was quarters? Yes. Broken down? I wonder if this is like a theme room. Like you can get to
the jungle room.
Yeah.
Oh. Anything above us?
Yeah, you see basically...
1,000 snakes.
A thick curtain of snakes.
Basically... When you look up, you see a jungle canopy and all of these sort of hanging vines and coiling snakes up in the trees.
Does it seem like there's a glass between us and these things? Or
it's almost like it's glass.
Almost
when you,
like
when you
it's
put your
glass,
hand up to it, there is a coarse texture. It is, in fact, stone. But the magic placed on it gives it the look of like you're in an aquarium.
I love it. Who is in the aquarium? Who is in the... Who is
behind the glass?
Is the ape still fascinated by us?
Yes.
Right, I want to approach the ape.
Okay. He sort of studies you ruefully, a little bit fearfully. He looks like he's about 3 feet away from you. He kind of mimics you a little bit.
Yeah.
But does seem
that's
wary.
That's weird. That means it's aware of you.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
That is odd.
It does seem to be interacting with you.
For an illusion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to walk...
I've done illusions like this before. It's not that hard.
It's pretty, yeah. So, okay, if he's currently copying me?
Yeah.
If I walk around the room to the left, will he follow
me? He starts to follow you.
Along the wall?
Yeah. He seems kind of enamored with you at this point. Or she. You know, kind of,
Is there any... I'm trying to figure out how we can use that to our advantage. Is there anything out there in the scene?
Make a perception or a
nice
intelligence.
Call. Good call.
Or sorry,
okay, I am the least intelligent.
This would be actually, we'll say intelligence or wisdom, because you may just glance something.
Yeah.
whatever's your highest stat.
Lucky duck.
Oh! What is it?
20? I think that's as high as I can possibly roll. So that would be a natural 20 plus 4.
Wow. Holy crap. Two 20s.
God, can I get this thing to help me get this wealth?
It's like,
no, but listen, it's like the illusion version of a claw machine.
It is, yeah.
Right?
A little bit, yeah.
So do I see the mysterious wealth of these jungle civilizations?
In this snake room.
You can see there appears to be a corpse, like a skeletal corpse, laying up against a tree. And it seems to be wearing leather armor,
mm-hmm.
and have kind of weapons tied to its belt.
But it's attached. It's all,
yeah,
like it was worn and died.
Yeah, like somebody died in the jungle or was
exactly.
killed in the jungle, and their bones are still
exactly.
there.
Well, I'm going to sidle over to it with the creature mimicking
yeah.
my movements, and I'm going to mimic reaching down underneath the body and picking it up.
Okay. As you do that, the ape kind of looks at you, doesn't mimic you, just kind of looks at you like it doesn't understand what you're saying or what you want to do.
So interesting.
Just tell it. Just
I can't. I can't. I mean, I can definitely cast a spell, but I don't know if it can hear through the illusion.
We can hear animal noises, though.
Yeah, you can hear the sound.
We can
the
hear out.
Sounds.
So I think
just
that's
say,
a decent chance.
Yes. What can I do?
By the way, I'm keeping half an eye here, but I'm also I'm waiting
the snakes
for the
are,
snakes to fall
you focus
on me.
Definitely,
the
snake zone.
Snakes are paying
yep.
attention to you as well.
Yeah.
Just say you pick up. Skeleton.
One of them is a big black one that looks like it's about 14, 15 feet long.
Okay.
Video.
Yeah.
Does
you hear crickets?
I think they're locusts.
Locusts, right.
Could I create an illusion...
In the illusion.
Inside the illusion that would be able to interact with the things inside there?
Try
it.
I would like to create an illusory...
Gym.
Okay.
Inside
gym.
This illusion.
I thought you said chimp.
All right.
Do I have to roll for that? Or
nope.
I mean, I can do...
When you do that, the ape seems sort of shocked at first, and then it proceeds to attack illusory gym. And
illusory gym defends himself valiantly, probably single-handedly killing the ape.
All right. Illusory Jim doesn't actually seem to be harming the ape in any way while he's casting spells and doing things.
Okay.
The ape doesn't seem to be harming Illusory Jim in any
way.
That's
all illusory.
Well, your illusion wouldn't do that anyway, so it could be that's real wherever it is in the scope of this. I think you're onto something.
The
I think
local,
getting that to...
It, I,
to
I suspect there is going to be a way for us to communicate
well, just
that,
to test
right?
it, I'm going to... Ignore the ape who's not hurting Illusory
yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
And I'm going to attempt to have Illusory Jim pick up the skeleton.
Because he won't be able to, right?
Well, I'm testing
you're,
it.
You're wondering if it's like Inception or something? Like inside the
yeah,
illusion
if,
logic, will
if,
the Illusory...
Yeah,
yeah,
Illusory Jim inside of this
yeah.
illusion is now a part of the...
All right, the
dope.
Ape sort of lumbers after Jim, still swiping at him with his claws, trying to bite him, not affecting him in any way, shape, or form.
Uh-huh.
You sort of motion Jim over toward the remains. And Jim is able, your illusory Jim is able to pick up
wow.
the skeleton.
Full points.
And,
we needed the claw.
And sort of drag it.
So I'm having him
like
drag
this,
it.
One of the skeleton's arms and legs falls off as it's being dragged along. But you know,
can
you got
he
most
drag
of
it,
it
through?
So I'm having him drag it towards us. Towards the plane.
And then
right? yeah.
and then basically
okay.
like lift it through. Right?
Yeah, I mean, can he...
Through the two-dimensional
so
plane.
So I'm
going
to attempt to manipulate Illusory Jim to
yeah.
have him pass the skeleton through
right.
the plane.
The skeleton comes spilling out into the
oh,
room.
Sweet.
Snakes?
Listen, it's about to be snake rain time. We will congratulate you shortly. we're going to be ass deep in snakes.
You see that the skeleton is dressed in a fine, fine suit of leather armor. Could be magical.
Oh, really? We'll see.
You can also see that it has a long sword and a short sword.
Ooh. Hey, replace that.
I would
a
not
dagger
feel
strapped
that.
To its boot.
He's not going to use it.
Holy shit, man. He's laid down. That's three weapons.
I might take that dagger if it's better than the one I got.
It's cool to have it. It's yours.
Could you see if any of this is super...
Yeah.
Are any of his pieces of equipment magical in nature?
His armor is, in fact, magical.
Oh!
That's great news.
Plus one leather armor.
That's great news.
Wow. You can also see that he is wearing a magical ring on one finger.
Ooh. Perfect for dwarves.
Let me slip that off.
It's a dwarf ring.
What's this bad boy do?
That, I'm about to find out. The ring appears to be made of sort of a reddish-colored steel. It has kind of fiery motifs into it.
It's a fire damage resistance ring. You know, I'm looking at it. I'm eyeing it.
Make a magical lore check.
So, definitely a 10. No, it's better than that. It's a 15.
Okay. You believe that based on the draconic inscriptions on the inside of the band...
I speak draconic.
Oh, excellent. Well, this ring allows its wearer to speak draconic as well.
Ooh. Oh, I already speak it.
I don't even need this ring. It's already talked to dragons. But
that's pretty cool. Who wants to speak to dragons?
We can either keep it centrally. I suspect a ring like that would fetch a pretty good price to a wizard.
Yeah.
Okay. I hand it over to Omen.
All right.
Would anyone mind if I laid on this armor? Anyone else have a use for this?
Nobody else wears leather.
All right.
I'm already half undressed.
Yeah. Like, can I put that in my torso?
Is the dagger magical in his boot?
It is not.
Okay. I'll take it. It's still mine.
How about the swords?
The swords are not magical.
But they're not pitted. So.
Yeah.
They are not pitted. And they look like that they might actually be worth something because they're well made and they've got small gems set into their pommels.
Oh, wow. I'll just hold these in trust for now.
You think that this individual was an elf since all the weapons appear to be of elven make.
Okay.
Too soon.
That's marvelous. All right, well...
Well done, guys. Snake Room defeated.
Yep.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah,
we're
I say
super pro.
This is a win.
We're fine. There's no snakes.
Book Room.
We're super pro at this, guys.
Yep.
Yep. You exit the Snake Room, probably to the south.
Yeah. We don't go past the owl there.
No.
Are you heading to the Book Room at this point?
I think that's our objective. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Are you going to check that door?
Yes, please.
Yeah. The one I don't check is the one that will bite us.
Yep.
I'm not getting that. 10.
It's the nightmare zone.
Yeah.
All right. Jeez. You detect nothing, and when Binwin opens the door, you see a large room with a ceiling supported by four thick, round pillars. The pillars have almost like little frames carved into them all the way around in sort of rows going up to the ceiling, like little rectangular frames. But otherwise, they don't look particularly ornate. There is a statue standing in the middle of the room facing west. It appears to be of Hallister, and he's standing there with an open book.
Ah,
the
so
book
he's facing,
is actually...
He's facing out of the dungeon, or out of
right.
his level.
Yes. He's got an open book held up in front of him. The book, like the rest of the statue, is made of stone. There are a number of doors leading from the room into other parts of this level of the dungeon. There are three other doors, and they're all on your map. Now, where the wizard is looking... There is not an open passageway, as shown on your map.
Okay.
There is what appears to be a black door or barrier, like black
solid.
Glass.
Yes.
Solid. And it just blocks the entire passageway. Barrier of black glass.
Is it reflective? Like,
yes.
Can I see myself in it?
You totally can. Dark reflection of yourself.
Okay, I look. Can I see the reflection of the statue in it?
You can.
Does it look any different than the actual statue?
No.
Does the Binwin look any different than the real Binwin?
No.
How about
pretty much
all
the
these,
same.
How about all these little alcoves?
Yeah, the little alcoves. I assume those are like glamour shots of Hallister.
Selfies.
Right? Yeah.
Selfies.
High angle selfies.
Make a intelligence check to search the pillars, the little alcoves or frames over there.
I'm the awesome.
Yes. Religious or forbidden?
I'm the worst, actually. Oh, I'm the best at being the worst.
Wow.
It's a real shift.
Not a great search. I'll go ahead and search too. Since
how about a person who is actually smart?
Okay, no hope for any of you there.
Seven.
It's hard to be as pretty as I am and keep an eye on
the I said, there are little rectangular indentations carved into the pillars all the way around. Hmm. They're not deep enough that you can actually put something in. Like, it's not a shelf.
Is the statue of Hollister, is that life-size?
It is life-sized.
Oh, so you can actually look at the book.
And you also notice that the book has carved into its stone pages words.
Okay, well, I want to look at those.
Okay. They are written in Draconic, and they appear to be a powerful and lengthy incantation to open the door, the shiny black barrier.
Well, I speak Draconic.
Yeah. James, if you could.
All right.
Well, actually, before, because this might be like a limited time offer getting through this once we read the incantation, we've got something. We got something.
Are you excited about the lamp?
Fabu over here, find his lamp. There's some. Whoever wrote this map is very emphatic about.
I'm also curious about spell.
Yeah. And also the line that goes, the corridor that goes all the way down to an X.
Do we see that? Is that corridor leading out of this room?
There's a door.
There's
there,
a door. Right? It's closed. Did you want to open the door to that corridor?
I'm curious. I'm curious about that.
And that's reasonable.
The other thing you notice about Hollister is that he's scowling, looking at his book and scowling like he doesn't like what he's reading.
Hollister? I guess Hollister is where teenagers go to buy clothes.
That's a different thing. I think it's Halastor.
I didn't know there was a Hollister in this dungeon.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Hollister, Halastor could be.
it's right there. And then it's like.
So are you going to check that other door? The one to the long.
The Republic.
Yeah. 15.
Now we're talking.
I'm just warming up.
You're pretty sure it is not trapped.
Okay. I'll be brave. I'll open this one.
All right. Well, you see a very long corridor. It is too dark to see the end of.
Hey, Jim?
Yep.
Can you shoot some light down here?
Yeah, I can do a little.
We're going to have to walk down there.
Even with Jim's light, he'll have to walk down the hallway about 30 feet before he'll see
the
end.
No, I'm not going to walk down any hallways. I'm just going to shoot a ray of frost down to the end.
All right. It doesn't light up very much. Sort of fire it down, but there's not much of a glow to it.
No, he shoots a ray of frost, he said, down the end.
Okay.
He's saying there's not much light from a ray of frost, which I find hard to believe.
Oh.
If only you had the incandescent dove ray.
That's right.
I don't know. I'm not walking down a dark hallway with an X at the end.
Can you cast light on a coin and throw the coin down there?
Yeah.
I have dark vision as well.
But we don't have any money.
I've got a gold piece from before.
Yeah. Okay, I'll cast light on that.
Your light on the wand goes out when you do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, so you're able to throw that baby, about 60 feet?
Sure.
Okay. It doesn't quite illuminate the end of the hall.
Ah. Fine.
Yeah. You ready to go?
This is how we do it. In Waterdeep. I'll stride manfully right down the hall.
All right, the rest of you going where?
I recast light immediately on my wand.
Darkness in the hall.
Yeah, well, I know there's light at the end, so I'm heading towards that.
No, he gets that light and puts it back on his wand.
So, hey!
It's not nice.
Yeah, so you get about 30 feet down and it goes dark.
That's not nice.
That's okay.
Well, I figured we needed light in case he dies.
Well, it's the hazing. You could get it any time.
I guess that's true. Can I put it back on the coin here?
No.
That's too far away.
Sorry about that. My bad.
It's your phone. Now you have to come. You did this. You created these preconditions.
I will walk with you.
All right.
The two of them go down the hallway. Does anyone else want to join them?
I will. They'll need some
backup.
The
three of you go down the long
hallway.
I will say,
guys, if this is, if there's something that's going to drop out of here or roll down here or the floor is going to fall out, I can't take you all with me when I make my way out.
When I jump to my escape.
Right.
Dexterously leaping. That's fine. Yeah.
Because I'd hate to. Plus, I might need somebody to haul me out of a pit or something.
It's probably just a dead end. Let's just verify that it is a dead end, and then we will turn around.
Yeah, and we'll wander back. We'll mosey back.
So I got light going now on my wand.
Okay.
I'm all walking down there, right?
Give me a bit of a lead just in case something happens. Okay. So I cautiously go down the hall because this is exactly where I would put, like, a pit.
Actually, hold on. How far into the hallway have we gone?
You've gone about 50 feet.
About how far hallway?
Maybe. Probably about 110.
Okay. I cast light on the bird, and I say, "Fly to the end."
The bird's not an object, so the bird can carry something, and like it's like a coin,
and take the light with it.
All right, when we get to the 60-foot mark, I pick up the coin.
Okay.
Cast on the coin.
Yep. Give it to the bird.
Hey, bird, fly to the end for me.
He does. When he flies to the end...
That would look really cool.
That would.
Yes, it would. You see carved into the back wall at the end of this tunnel a large visage. It appears to be that of Hallister, and he looks very, very angry. His nostrils are all sort of flared. His mouth is open in a big... and grimacing, his eyes or his brow is furrowed. He looks very, very angry. But it is just a face carving on the back wall. The carving itself is about 8 feet tall and about 6 feet wide.
Why did he do this?
With tangled hair. You can also see there's an inscription on the floor, but you can't read it from where you are.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, if you're reading this inscription, you're already dead. Right?
Evil.
This is, if you lived here, you'd be home now.
I really don't think we should all go down this hallway. This should be my job. This is on me, guys.
All right, I tell the bird to just stay.
All right.
Okay. Can I have that ring in case this is in whatever dragon speak too?
Yeah, the Elman has it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I entered my ledger as being loaned, and then I put the ledger.
One.
Oh, sorry.
We're still gonna have the weapons out. I'm gonna head down there. No weapons. I need my hands free if I'm gonna ninja out of here.
Yeah, you're gonna go to work.
Yep.
All right, when you get to the end, and you're very, very close to this face, you see that the eyes, the nostrils, and the mouth are all kind of hollow, and you see that there's an unnatural darkness within them.
Is there a lot of soot around here, too?
You see no soot, but you see carved into the floor are the words, Hallister Blackcloak, Devourer of Magic.
Yeah, Jim, you don't want to come down here. Now I've got the coin down here, and I'll take that. And I'll say, just maybe...
Crazy.
I'll just toss it right in. Toss it into his mouth.
Okay. It disappears into the darkness and it becomes very dark back there. You guys don't see him anymore as everything goes dark around him.
Wait, so you just threw
the coin.
A magic coin into a wall and it went into the wall like a Wile E. Coyote cartoon?
No, it's the big face of Hollister.
The open face.
It's sort of sculpted, it's sort of carved out of the wall.
He bought some tank tops.
It's the face of Alito.
So, but the mouth is a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Yep.
It said devourer of magic, right?
Right, exactly. And so the darkness that's in there is preternatural, right?
Yeah.
It's the hallway's dark, but that's crazy dark.
It's dark in the mouth, yeah.
This mouth, would it be big enough for a person to crawl through?
Yes.
All right, well, listen, I have some tin cans, and we can tie a string between them.
Well, so I would yell, like, as soon as it went black, I'd be like, V?
Yeah, I'm just seeing something.
Are you?
Because how would you?
Metaphorically.
Well, I have dark vision, so I head down there to meet V.
Yeah, you see V standing there by the mouth in the darkness.
Eyes
I look
wide.
You can't see anything. It's your dark vision cannot penetrate the darkness
it's
in its mouth
it's
or its cloak. Eyes or its nose.
Sorry about that. I've got dark vision, dwarf. I can see through this, and I can't see in that mouth. That thing is a pit.
Magical darkness.
A magical darkness.
Right. It could be a space that like nullifies magic. Right.
Yes, that's my guess.
Yeah. Okay.
But that isn't to say that. You know, we shouldn't see what's in there.
Yeah, so I take off the leather armor.
Yes.
Take it off. I get out my rope.
Yeah.
Tie it around my waist. I'm like, I need you.
Tie it around a bronze bottom.
If I scream two short screams,
okay.
That means pull me out.
Got it.
One long scream is just for me.
Are you
right?
Sure that you want to
release tension? That's
something that I do.
Yeah. So this is what we're here for. This is
adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I like you.
Okay.
I'll miss you.
I feel like
you were my favorite.
I'm going to miss you a lot.
I feel like I'm there having the adventure.
Yeah,
I am safely, safely like 80 feet away.
Okay.
You're a good
great.
Guy, dude.
Yeah. I'm in. I go in.
Oh, my God.
All right. He crawls into the mouth.
Really
and he
scared.
Realizes that he had magic fillings.
I regret this
that
immediately.
Magic dentist I went to.
Is this like 2 feet tall and I'm like on hands and knees all crouched? Or is this like 4 feet tall and I just have to duck a little bit?
It's about 2 feet tall.
Oh,
it's like super small.
Yeah.
wider than it is tall.
Okay. Okay. I'm still in there.
What?
All right.
I know.
All right, so...
It's not a D&D game.
Yeah. So, he crawls into the mouth, and let's see. You are sort of crawling around in magical darkness. So you can't see anything.
Do I hear anything? Do I smell anything?
He's trying to figure out how you're
do
fucked.
Not. But while the rope is sort of hanging out of Pallister's mouth, something comes tumbling out.
What? Not him? What?
Oh, no. And it lands on the floor with a clatter, and it appears to be a gold lamp.
Guys,
now hold on.
Hold on. We found a device that turns interns into gold. This is very important.
All we have to do is keep coming back to this hallway.
This is a seedbed of immeasurable wealth.
I'm still holding onto the rope that he's on the other end of.
Yes.
Somehow
gold has dropped next to me.
The gold lamp has fallen next to you.
I scream for these guys because I can't let go
so
of that rope.
Weird.
All right, we would
you
come
get us,
up.
You get us our light back. Right?
Yeah, so I got light
wand
on
it,
one.
And we'll come up. And so, is the rope slack?
No.
What the fuck?
He's in there.
He's
I go, V?
Can I hear him?
Yes.
Okay. And it's just still space in front of me?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yep, I haven't found anything yet.
We got something on our end. A gold lamp fell out of this mouth.
A rock.
Oh, that's probably Fabu's lamp. We needed that anyway.
What?
What?
Fabu, find his lamp.
Oh, I don't read common or anything.
No, we think you're good. Try
come
to
out.
Come back out, and
I'm going to pull you out.
Okay, I'll take a little bit
you
of
feel
assist.
Him being tugged. You feel tugged.
Can I come? Can I go back?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not at the end yet.
He hasn't been hurt yet.
Are we, are we in a frog situation here?
No, there's no frogs.
No, I mean, like, one, we're good, two, we're stupid?
No, I think, listen, if another rock like this one falls out, that's going to be great news.
Another worthless rock with no value.
We're going to throw it away when we leave, but try to find another one, if at all possible.
He didn't do anything to get this one.
V.
Exactly. He should continue to do whatever he did.
V, you hear someone.
Yeah, pull me out. Except it's more. It sounds more resonant and manly. I've got a very.
Pull me out.
Pull me out quickly.
Yes, I.
No, I pull him out. I don't want him to be harmed.
Yeah, and I do the full backward scamper.
Where
except
are you going?
A lot more dexterous.
All right. All right, you scamper out through the mouth. When you sort of right yourself and you kind of look around, the only thing that seems to be odd or out of place is that your magic ring is gone.
No!
This draconic ring?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't take the ring off.
It ate your ring.
Sorry, that's...
No, that's awesome.
That is amateur
obviously,
hour.
As your employer, that's low rent, but...
Well, it's coming out of his paycheck.
Oh, God.
What if...
Yeah.
His what if
paycheck.
Yeah, market rate.
Yeah.
Did it need the ring to give us the lamp?
I don't want to think about it like that. I want to think about it the other way.
Right.
You know,
no, because we gave it a magic coin and it didn't give us a lamp.
The coin was not magical. It had
it
a
had
magic effect.
Effect on it. Yeah.
Right? It could have been a trade straight up.
Yeah, okay.
And honestly, since we can read Draconic, we are looking good.
Yep.
So, all right.
I think, yeah.
Wow. We are just burning through this dungeon.
Yeah, we're doing good work.
Here,
yeah,
listen.
Right.
So, but if there's literally find his lamp,
we found it
marked
let's
on the screen.
Let's just go
screen.
Give
Fabu
his lamp.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure he'll be
good
super
news.
Appreciative.
Yeah,
probably
I'm sure
a
he's
reward.
Not a monster.
No, we haven't seen anything like that in here.
No.
Can we? What does the lamp look like once I get out of this hallway and into the light?
It is a slender golden lamp. It's got a bit of a neck on it.
It's a classic lamp.
It's classic genie lamp.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, I'm wishing for more wishes.
Yeah, first.
Yeah, number one wish.
There's a bunch of things you can wish for, like 1,000 wishes.
Where are you heading?
Or a pet dispenser.
To Fabu.
I think true. Yeah,
through
to Fab.
Yeah,
right. Or flavor.
We're rocking
Slurpee, the only
all right.
I can taste.
You eventually come to a set of double doors. That's not shown on your map. Basically, if you leave the room with the statue holding the book, there's an L-shaped passageway. Mm-hmm. At the end of that L-shaped passageway, you see a pair of gold...
Did you say hell-shaped?
L-shaped.
Is it L?
L.
Okay.
L-shaped. At the end of the L-shaped passageway is a set of wooden doors with gold filigree worked into it. The filigree is sort of designed to look like clouds and lightning bolts.
Hmm. Can I do forbidden lore or cultural lore about the name Fabo?
Yeah,
I can hit that too. I have both of those lores.
Yeah, go ahead. It'll be really tough, but go ahead.
Same roll.
Do I roll one for each lore?
Nightmare Zone.
No.
Didn't figure. Can I gain combat advantage on this lore check?
I take it it wasn't that good.
It wasn't great. I would say that it was below 10.
Okay. You have no idea.
Let's check the door.
This I should check.
Security consultant stuff.
17.
All right. With that roll, the door itself does not appear magical. However, you do get the sense, you hear wind through the door, coming through its seams, and you can feel a gust of air. It doesn't smell like air as you would know it on any world you have ever visited.
There's no, like, can you work your dark magic on this lamp? Is there any distinguishing thing that you might be able to discern here?
Check out the lamp. Not great. 10. Can go with that.
It's definitely
10.
Magical. Definitely has a fair bit of power to it. But other than that...
I'm going to ask the bird then real quick. Do you know anything about this Fabu guy and what he might want with this lamp?
What's up with Fabu?
What's up with Fabu? This is lamp?
He says, Rock, genie's lamp. Genie's lamp.
Oh.
Fabu's a genie.
Confirmed.
Well,
let's go get some wishes, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Is it a double set of doors?
Yes.
Because double doors, I open those. Normally it's for the dwarf, but the double set of doors I get to throw open.
And that's very
as
easy.
As I go right. through.
Yes.
That's very
easy. It's an entrance.
Now, is this like a party lamp? Can more than one person use it at once?
No. Well,
who's holding the lamp right now?
Somebody could light the lamp.
That's vital.
Omen?
Yeah.
All right, Omen's got the lamp. And you're opening the doors dramatically.
Yes.
As when you do, there is a peal of thunder.
Okay.
Like announcing your arrival. And when you look beyond, the doors appear to be freestanding on top of a cloud.
Right.
Whoa.
Okay.
And there is sort of the mist of the top of the cloud kind of spilling out into the hallway behind you. But it's like you're walking out into the elemental plane of air. But you are standing on a cloud, and on top of the cloud, you see a large pavilion tent. It's about 30 feet across, and it's got a sort of a colorful banner flag at the top that's sort of blowing in the wind, and you can hear singing, ladies, alluring music coming from within the tent.
I bet they have an open bar.
So,
not even a cash bar.
Is it true that the lamp is sort of like a prison for genies?
Traditionally,
I guess I don't actually know how they feel.
I don't know what a genie outside of his lamp is like.
I don't know that here either.
I don't think they do. I think
in this mythology,
when they're confined to a lamp and you have control of their prison, I think then they're bound to do shit.
They're
for
bound
you.
To do something.
But
if
this is just a fucking genie hanging out with a bunch of ladies on a cloud,
there's a lot we don't know.
Yeah.
So are you thinking this lamp is empty?
I'm thinking that if this lamp can be used to summon Fabo. And we bring it, and you know, we could either keep it and use it, or we could return it to him as a generous gesture.
Well, I mean, no one's tried to rub this lamp.
No one's tried it.
Wouldn't try it here because
that'd be rude, right?
Well, yeah, it's sort of like
you don't rub a man's lamp in his own house.
That's not a thing that happens.
Yeah, you don't go to somebody's house then call them on the phone.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm in your living room. Yeah, I'm looking at your stuff.
Yeah,
All right. So
let's not rub it just
we
yet.
We walk towards the tent.
I want to see this tent. Yeah.
All right. The opening of the tent appears to be... you have to kind of circle around the tent to get to it, but you do, and it's kind of flapping open. And when you peer inside, you see a corpulent figure with sort of bluish-tinged skin.
Okay.
Very, very large, bulky man. And he's got a top knot of black hair with all these sort of gold rings clasping it. He's also got earrings and a multitude of rings on his fingers. And he's there being tended to by beautiful, naked women with very, very pale skin and sort of feathery wings that sort of trail off into wind behind them. And these women are only about four feet tall. They're like sylph-like. And they are basically just fawning over him. You can also see a number of them off in a corner singing. There are three large chests near this guy's padded bed. You can also see that there is a table with fine foods. And standing next to the table is an automaton that looks like a dwarf. It is completely made out of metal parts and has a spigot coming out of its belly button.
New girlfriend.
And its body is sort of keg-shaped.
Oh, wow.
Quite literally dwarven ale.
Yeah. Dwarven ale. Underlined.
Guys, he's got a beer robot.
And obviously, the Thunder announced your arrival, and when...
that's like his doorbell?
Yeah.
Okay.
The genie says, come in and stay. I am Fabu Al-Vazan, your gracious host. You are my guests. Please, do not insult me by staying outside.
I'll step in and say, you are... thank you.
Can you give me our protocol,
Joy? Should I take point on this one?
You should take point.
I'm well versed in the language of moisture evaporators.
you are wondering why we are here.
No more than is proper. We would not want to pry into the business of our host, but you are very gracious to invite us. Thank you so much.
I too am a guest. Held here at the behest of Hallister Blackcloak.
Oh. And that is a shame.
I performed a service for him.
And in return, he...
Put you in jail?
He put me in surroundings in which I am most comfortable.
Oh.
So it's okay with you?
I would just as soon be free, but I am willing to wait until he returns.
That's pretty nice. And you expect him to return soon?
Yes.
How long have you been here?
Oh, a few hundred years.
That's not bad for genie time.
It's pretty patient.
I was helping the wizard build his ark. But that work is all done now. He says, "If you want to do me, if you want to do me a favor, Mom. Find my lamp, and I will reward you for its safe return."
Is your lamp in the ark?
He says, "I do not know where it is."
Can I ask him a question?
Yeah, fire away.
You can all ask me questions.
I was under the impression that a lamp was like a prison for a genie. Why would you want that back?
He says, it used to be a prison. It is now the key for me getting out of here.
Oh. I say, well, don't genies grant wishes?
He says, not all genies grant wishes, but I can offer you fair trade for lamp. He says, one of my treasure chests, perhaps. One of my sylphy girls, perhaps. Maybe some food and
robot?
Wine.
What about your beer robot?
If you want Tipsy the beer robot, you can have him.
Does he walk?
How are you going to carry him?
He will follow you wherever you go.
Guys, I want this beer robot.
Not only that, but the ale did not run out.
Guys, we got our own. We have our own endless beer friend. We're the beer elemental. Just weighing out.
Okay, this is. I mean, much depends upon your answer. The reason that you become wealthy is so that you can live in a place like this.
Yeah.
He says, this is but a little piece of the elemental plane of air.
Yes, but I'm saying that why are we running around trying to get... We can just stay here.
You can stay as long as you like. So I have the pretty girls.
Adventure's over. Adventure is over?
Perhaps you would like to be. Perhaps you would like your skin caressed by a sylph.
Yes.
One of them will come over and just sort
Jim
of.
Jim is being caressed right now.
She's got such a delicate touch. It's like you're just being blown dry. Your whole body is just getting this little.
Jim is ready to stay.
I try to remember. I try to remember what we were doing here. I know that it was important. I know that.
So as I'm being caressed, I'm like,
yes.
So Fab, once you get out of here,
one of them's like kissing you on the cheek.
Yeah. Let's say we get you this lamp. What are you going to do when you get out of here?
I'm going to return to my own plane.
All right. Is there anything you can tell us about this Ark?
He says, it is a magnificent construct. My finest work.
Meant to protect.
I did not do it alone, of course. I was just one part of it.
Is it an... When you say an ark, is it like an ark, a container that holds holy artifact, or is it an ark like a boat?
It's a conveyance, right?
Yeah.
He says, it is a symbol of Hallister's power in the world. He poured all of his wealth and power into
it. Is it like a phylactery?
He says, perhaps.
I don't know this
It is not unlike that.
Yeah.
Let me check my genie dictionary.
If I understand phylactery, if I all understand the phylactery correctly, yes, it is of that nature.
Phylactery? Are you referring to charity work? Come on.
Yeah, he might have been a mad mage, but he did. He loved puppies and kittens, and did good work with orphans.
Yeah. And he's a phylacterist.
And what I'm saying is that you have to think. You have to think about the entire wizard. You know what I mean? Sure. Were some people incinerated? Yeah. You know what I mean? That did happen.
I say we give him the...
I say... You want? Can I take point here?
Oh, yeah. You know, please.
You are a kind and generous host, and it gives me great pleasure to make a gift to you.
I cannot remember the last time I felt like a guest.
Oh. Please... accept this on behalf of Acquisitions Incorporated.
All right.
Thank you.
With the hope with the hope that you would consider us your friends.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is beautiful. Now, what is it that you wanted?
Do we get a wish?
You're the best.
I do not grant wishes.
Damn.
But I will offer you fair trade. You may have the metal dwarf, you may have one of my brides, or you may have one of my treasure chests.
The dwarf.
I say we go door number three.
No.
No, we're concerned. I think our primary concern, and I think that everyone's concerned. We're all thinking it. The dwarf keg does seem unwieldy.
Yeah.
And why I followed you around? I never ended the beer.
At what rate of speed?
I think it's only going to slow us down.
Why are you trying to take my beer friend away from me?
I wouldn't, but I want to verify that there's a way for us to, you know, accentuate the portability factor.
Can it walk?
Fabu, this beer robot walks, right? Tipsy, yes. Show us.
It walks.
Is it sentient?
Fabu says, I do not know.
He doesn't even care.
He says, why would you give me away? I love you.
No, the dwarves that work for Hallister made it.
Here's the card I play. I say, Fabu, for myself, I want nothing. But for my friends, each of them, I fear that this choice will cause dissent, and it will damage their relationship to each other. Could each of them choose something? For myself, I want nothing.
Oh, no. As he puts the lamp away.
Can I make an outrageous charisma check?
Yeah, I think our time for bargaining is over.
Go ahead.
I just want you guys to consider that treasure chest could be empty.
We're gonna have a donkey.
Come on.
So you have a donkey in it?
That is, wow.
What is that?
It was a two, I'm pretty sure, before I thumped the table.
All right.
Your new Jerry.
Actually, I still make a 10 after all my bonuses.
It's good to be there. So we're getting a treasure chest.
He says, I promise you that whatever they choose will be more than worth.
Okay, there's three treasure chests?
Yes.
Which one do we want? I will buy you one of these robots.
Sure you will.
I have them at Costco.
There's a chest with silver binding, a chest with electrum binding, and a chest with gold binding.
The hell is electrum?
Gold and silver mixed.
Oh, wow.
Greed is rarely rewarded in these situations. I would not go for the gold one.
Silver's pretty greedy,
though, right? Yeah, but silver, gold, silver, and gold.
But he's a genie. If he lives in these opulent surroundings, like, maybe he's... I don't know that he would think that way.
Can I make a cultural lore roll? Because, like, this is... I know this story.
Sure.
I told this story.
Planar lore, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, planar lore would do it. As would...
18.
I get to add my charisma to my lore checks, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
I don't.
I think it's going to slot us in, right? Yeah. I mean, is there a story about the dude who ended up in the Sky Palace and had to choose between three chests? Tale of the three chests?
Yeah, and typically the person who left with the most quote-unquote wealth was the one who was... was looking for something
other than money.
Other than money.
Silver.
Hold on. Wait.
All money.
I want to look at the dwarf. I want to look at the dwarf thing.
No.
I'm going to case it.
Sure.
I want to see if this thing is designed to kick things' ass.
Did I mention that he should
20.
Hold
oh, 20.
So you're over there assessing its mechanical nature.
Yeah. So this construct, which is has all the dwarf proportions and gets around as well as a dwarf, does not seem communicative, but it does follow orders. It has multiple magical properties, one being that it does have an everful keg built into its body. Now you can deplete it, but it will refill automatically on its own. You do not believe that this thing is an ass-kicking machine,
or that it has any combat style. I want to investigate one of his wives.
Yeah. So, can or more?
Crit.
Wow. All right. This is a...
and that's why we're doing this as a podcast.
Yep. Jim Crit.
Thanks for listening to Dungeon Delve. Congratulations! You made it! You get 1,000 XP. Let us know what you think on iTunes with a rating or a review, or by tweeting at wizards_DND. If it's a low review, don't bother posting it, don't be a dick. And if you want more D&D, subscribe to Dragon Talk, the official D&D podcast, or check out the Dragon Plus app on iOS, Android, or on the web at dragonmag.com. The adventure continues in the next episode of Dungeon Delve.